From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. State, local, and federal officials say they scored a major blow today against gang members in Salinas, members of the Nuestra Familia. Flanked by state, federal, and local law enforcement officials, Attorney General Jerry Brown led off a news conference in Salinas, today announcing the arrest of 37 leaders of the gang. Brown said they're responsible for more than three dozen murders and 200 shootings.
They've been terrorizing the good people of Salinas for a long, long time, and today's action really deals a body blow.
Julie Reynolds is a reporter at the Monterey Herald. Julie, the sweeps cap, an 8-month investigation codenamed Operation Knockout. And I believe you joined agents this morning as they made one of the arrests. Tell us about that.
Officers from the Salinas Police Department were among about 20 tactical teams that went out and simultaneously raided homes of these leaders that they've been surveilling for 8 or 9 months. I went along on an arrest. They were targeting a Norteño gang member named Rigoberto Chavez Diaz. About 7 a.m., officers converged on the street very quietly, descended on his house, knocked on the door. There was no answer, and just took a huge battering ram to the door, knocked it in, and it was probably over in a matter of 5 minutes. They had him in custody.
You say he's a member of the Norteño gang. Now, is that a subsidiary, as it were, of Nuestra Familia?
That's exactly what it is. There's two prominent gangs in Northern California, Norteños and Sureños. They're arch enemies. We have mainly Norteños in farm towns like Salinas, Merced, Modesto. And the Nuestra Familia is like a parent company that operates in and out of the prisons. And Norteños are more the street gang level soldiers who sell drugs, give a cut of their action to the parent company, and take orders often from the parent.
The FBI and other federal agencies were very much part of today's raids, and I believe they have different plans for some of the gang members they arrested. What are they going to do?
Well, the ATF was working pretty closely with the U.S. Attorney's Office to pick out the highest and most powerful level of the gang leaders here in Salinas and put them on federal charges, because federal firearms and drugs cases often carry a lot longer sentences. So 12 of them, including a man who was pretty much the gang's leader in Salinas.
And who is that?
Martin Montoya. His moniker is Cyclone, and he was known as the shot caller in the city. So he and several others were arraigned today in federal court in San Jose, and they'll be facing a variety of federal charges that could get them out of California. They'll be going into federal prisons, which takes them a little bit away from their home base.
The state and feds have focused a lot of attention on stopping gang violence in Salinas. Are their efforts working?
Well, a lot would say no, at least until very, very recently. Last year, we had our worst number of homicides ever. But there is a new effort that's been underway for about 3 or 4 months now called Ceasefire. And since that has started, I'm not saying it's responsible, but we're kind of cautiously looking at a really good reduction in the numbers of shootings and a dramatic lowering of homicides in the first 3 months of this year. And ceasefire is kind of a different approach, because it tells the gang members, if you want to get out, we'll help you. But if you pick up a gun and shoot it, we're going to come down with the full force of the law. And what happened today was essentially part of that enforcement side of ceasefire.
The Attorney General's office says there were an additional 57 arrests before today's sweep. And we heard today from the Monterey County District Attorney, Dean Flippo, talking about the more than 90 people arrested in the past few months.
They made a choice. And with choices goes consequences. And those 90-something people and more are going to pay a terrible price. And that price is going to be the loss of their freedom.
Is that right? Will putting these gang members in prison really stop the gang activity and the violence?
Well, I think there's kind of a mixed answer to that. Certainly, it takes them off the street, which means they can't be randomly shooting and hit innocent kids. Like, we've had 2 children shot in the last month. One of them died. On the other hand, we know that many go into prison and essentially move up in the gang. It can be considered an important step in their career. And I think that's where almost every official in the room today kept referring back to ceasefire as being part of the answer to this, because prison alone isn't going to do it.
Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Julie Reynolds is a reporter at the Monterey Herald. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.